to the Night Show podcast. Ow! With the prolific playboy, Greg Poe. Greg Poe. The biggest.
Yay. Back again. Oh, man, how is everybody doing? Hope everybody's doing great, man. Hope your mental health is intact. If it's not, get that shit together. I am your host, Greg Poe. Follow me on Instagram at Buff Keep Bagging. We are back with another banger, and I got some shit to get off my chest today. So let's go ahead and get into the vibe of the day before we get into the sponsors, all right? Let's go.
Let's get comfortable. Me plus two. Back of the coupe. You know what to do. Keep your hands on me. Pure ecstasy. Dirty Sprite. Open doors just for you. I know you're like a two. Like I do.
Just like I do.
This point of view, is something new. I know you like a true, just like I do. This point of view, is something new for you. Girl, I don't really wanna think this through. Just keep on doing what you're doing.
I'm fucking with that Mario. Hey, that shit sound dope. Mario, what's the name? Sabrina Claudio? That shit sound good, man. But we're back again, like I said, man. Our sponsors today, of course you know who it is, man. To be announced, TPA, man. TBA XTPA on Instagram, man. Your shoe plugs, man. The Comic Club is always here again. Always make sure to check out the Comic Club, shopcomicclub.com. There you go. If you want to become a sponsor on the podcast, man, send us an email at thenightshowpodcast@gmail.com. We're glad to have you. We can talk some numbers out, man. Get you plugged up. Get you in here. Also, we're going to be doing the live podcast coming up soon. Since the weather is breaking down here in Florida, to them it's not cold no more, so they don't mind coming outside and getting half naked with me. So I'm all about that type of shit. Let's see. You know, it's been a while. It's been a while. I have, it's been like, what, 2 or 3 weeks? I have been getting shit done. I'm going to give myself that.
Oh.
You know, I got to give myself the plunger. I should not have left y'all without an episode to listen to. I know. It's been hella busy, and I will not do it again. I got, you know, people got goals to meet, man. Got things to do, man. I gotta get this good shit out here to the world. So I apologize, but, you know, like I said, I always got you. You're always in my mind. Trust me, the podcast will continue. I'm going to clap it up for me one more time for that shit. Man. You know, because it's been 3 weeks, you know, since I did the episode, a lot has transpired, man. Like, I think I'm going to give up on dating, man, for a little bit. Dating is, I'll be honest with you, the dating pool has fentanyl in it. That's the best way to put it, man. Shit just don't make sense no more. Like, people just out here entertaining people. They don't really want to get to know you. People just hungry. People just horny. And they just lonely. It's just like, bro, like, take me back to when dating was really, like, you was taking somebody out, you was getting to know that person, you know, y'all had fun. We're not living in those worlds no more. Like, the realm has changed completely. Like, dating has become a fucking sport. Like, who's gonna spend the most money on me? Like, the fuck? Like, why we gotta spend $500 to go out? Because you're hungry. Do you spend $500 when you go out to eat? Fuck no. So what makes you think I'm gonna do that shit, dumbass? Like, that's where we're at in the world. Chick told me, I would love to go out with you, but I don't think you can afford lobster. And I'm looking at her like, oh my gosh, she's sitting here ashy. Has a hint of work smell on her. So, you know, she's been working probably pretty hard, a little sweat on her. And you worried about a lobster tail. Let me hit this button. This is why dating is going downhill. Like, people want way too much and giving way too little. There's nothing wrong with a lobster tail. There's nothing wrong with eating good. Only if you're not eating good already. If you already eating oodles and noodles and McDonald's all the fucking time, don't think I'm taking you to a 5-star restaurant when I just met you. Don't think your first date is going to the Bahamas. What the fuck? Like, that's not a fucking date. That's something you should get down the line after us getting to know each other and fucking being a couple. Where the fuck are y'all getting these asinine ideas? Like, shit be crazy, bro. Like, a first date, right? And I'll be honest with you. Dudes that go on first date with women, man, they don't plan accordingly. Like, that whole date, like, what is it, movie and dinner shit? That shit is played out. That's been played out for fucking years, man. You gotta do something different with a chick these days, man. Like, I mean, honestly, even Top Golf is becoming something boring now. Like, it's a good, nice meet and greet type of shit. But now, no, motherfuckers want to go on some crazy shit. Take a bitch surfing. That's what you need to do. Take a surfing. Right there. There you go. Hit the water splashing. Then take her to church. And it was on the same day. Do all that, man. She don't know what to think about you. She think you a wild Christian, man. You don't know. Bruh. It's going to open up her eyes, man. Then take her to a brunch party. Have a good-ass time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just shit like that. It's a fucking adventure. Surfing. Church. Brunch. Let her have the fucking night. She probably tired now. Shit, you should be tired, too. She ain't gonna forget that. You did all that in one day. Don't call again for another few days, bro. Start all over. Do some more outrageous stuff with her. Just tell her, you know what? Just text her, get dressed. Don't even tell her where you're going. Just get dressed. I'm picking your ass up. Put on some clothes in the good clothes at that. Don't put on no fucking jogging pants. No. We're going to have fun today. Oh, they love shit like that. They love shit like that. As a matter of fact, switch it up on her. Tell her, babe, I'm going to go run some errands. You want to go? Because for some reason, women want to run errands with your ass. I don't know why. It's just a thing that women like to do, I guess now. But tell her we're going to run some errands. And the real errands are, we're going out to fucking eat. Shit. I might go buy you some shoes. I'm buying myself some shoes. Drop her ass back home. Eat her butt. Put her to sleep. So deep. So deep that she fell asleep. Just like Ice Cube said, you got to hit him with some shit like that, bro. Shit got to be different these days, man. I be seeing chicks on Instagram, first date kind of nervous. Bitch, that ain't no fucking date. You just feeding your hungry ass. And honestly, I would feel disrespected if I was the guy. If we on a date and you posting the plate, the place, everything but me. You post a little piece of my pinky finger and that's it. Bitch, post me. Post a nigga that's taking you here. Post a motherfucker out here that's flipping the bill. Let niggas know who you with. I ain't say you gotta love me. I'm just saying, show the person that's, damn, this motherfucker that's put me on tonight. That's all I'm saying. Ladies, do better with that. If you want to go out to dinner with them, I don't care if you like them dude or not. At least show them. If you don't like them, shit, that's your way of putting him on other people. This what he doing. Fellas, the same way. Because you know how chicks are. You out with a chick, you post her. That's going to make the chick that you really want jealous. Because sometimes we go out with chicks just to have fun with them. We know that. That's a fact. Same way they want something to eat. We doing this for other reasons. Everybody has their own reasons why they do shit. It's all on you. It's all on how you want to do it. I'll be honest. I've taken women out just to make other chicks jealous. And it made them come this way. It's that boomerang effect, bruh. That's all it is. I might be interested in you, but the interest is low. Because the person I'm highly interested in, they say they ain't got time. Well, fuck that. I already know what time means. You got time. You just ain't prioritized me yet. Bitch, you gonna prioritize me now. You must be out your fucking mind to do that to me. So now you gotta pay. Now I'm gonna pick a chick that's on your level or finer. Might not have a good personality and now, but they fine as fuck. We gonna go out, have a good time. Then you gonna be like, well, damn. He getting bitches like that. Maybe I should give him a chance. Got one, coach. There you go. And that's the fucking gem of the day. matter of fact, story time. It's probably a few months ago. No. Matter of fact, it ain't gonna be a few months. It's been like a couple months ago now. I have a homegirl down here in Tampa. And pretty. Pretty she's fucking fine. And she's fucking funny. And for some reason, people think if I post on my Instagram, like on my stories or some shit, because she might post a good picture, I'm gonna hype her up. Like, okay, she doing her thing. I don't know how did that translate to we're dating. I never said we were dating. We talk occasionally on the phone. We text a lot, but we ain't dating. But somehow that became let me fuck with him because he dating this fine bitch right here. So if I date him, they gonna think I'm fine too. This is how people think. That is very scary. Like, listen to what I'm saying. They thought I was dating a pretty chick. So they decided to come on to me thinking I would date them and everybody would think they're pretty. That's the dumbest shit in the world. And this is how people are getting over. This is why dating is dead. Because you don't even know who's dating or who's not. You just assuming. If I was dating somebody, I would let you know. I would tell you. I don't have to lie to you. And I would hope you do the same thing. And you got people out here, oh, I got a man. No, the fuck you don't. Why you got to lie about having a man? If you don't have a man, just tell him no. That's it. Dudes really ain't going to go crazy because you said, you just told them no. I wish women stopped thinking that. And dudes, if you do go crazy, I need you to calm the fuck down. She told you no. Okay, cool. Move on. Go get you. Go find somebody else to get on their nerves. Let her be, bro. It's just, it's like I said, the dating pool has fentanyl in it. So if I was you, I would chill. I would relax. I would focus on what you need to do and get it done. Because time waits for no man and everybody else is on some bullshit. So while they're doing that, you can be doing what you need to do. Now, as I was talking to my homeboys about this situation, you know, about the dating thing, the question came up like, well, what kind of women should we date? Or better yet, who should we stay away from while we're trying to date, find out where the fuck we need to be? And I came up with a nice little list, you know, and we've all kind of said what we want to say on it. So I'm going to go ahead and break it down to you. Now, disclaimer, this doesn't mean everybody. Some people are an exception to this list, but it's like maybe like 10% that we're not talking about. So, yeah, we're gonna go. I'm gonna go with that before I put this list out there. And don't be mad at me. We're just going off of what we see and what we deal with. If you're in these categories, I just say do better. That's the best way I'm gonna put it. The first one on this list is the single moms. Now, we've all been through this. We've all talked about this before on this show. Everybody else has talked about it. Like I said, it's not everybody. It's just certain women. But the single moms, fellas, never try to succeed where another man has failed. That's the first thing. Don't try to start a family with somebody else's family. I know we've done it before. I've done it before. Shit, I was engaged to a chick that had two kids by two different dudes. So I'm only speaking from experience here and letting you know that, bro. It was like, as much as I loved her, that was giving me a headache. Not because I was hating on them, but it was always some shit. Like with one of them, like, oh, you doing this and that, and why can't you take the kids? Well, you out here with this dude. It's just too much, bro. Like, ain't nobody got time for that bullshit, man. Like, it was, and then when you date chicks with kids, man, sometimes, like, it's the same thing. Depending how old the kid is, man, she might not be over the baby daddy, or he might not be over her. It's just way too much. Like, you got to think about it, too. Y'all didn't work out, and you want me to pick up the slack where you left off at? That shit is crazy. Just something to think about. Here we go. Number two, the single mom's daughters. Now this one might raise an eyebrow, but most women raised by single moms tend to be damaged due to their daddy issues. They grew up in a hateful environment. When the mother despises men, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and that is very true. Now she hating on me, and now she don't want to do this and that. Oh, men ain't shit. But you ain't had no man. You just going off what your mama told you, which is crazy. It's like, you can't make this shit up. This shit really happens to dudes every day. Number three, victims of abuse. Now, when I say victims of abuse, you know, now I'm not saying y'all aren't good people, but here we go. It might not be your fault, but the shit that you went through with the form of abuse, you know, she comes with a lot of drama. You're not a therapist. Neither are you Jesus. let her be with her fucking traumas. She's been beat up. She's been abused physically. All that other shit. Emotionally. She's not there. She needs some healing. And if she's still talking about those situations, bro, she ain't healed at all. So let her be. You can be cool with her, but don't take her out. There's no point. Number four, a widowed woman. By any means, avoid who lost their lovers via death. They're always going to be tied to their dead lovers. That shit is weird to me. But it's sad, but it's true. She will always compare you to the dead lover. You will be competing with the dead man, and sadly, you'll never be enough. I have a homegirl. Older, she's an older chick, you know. She's about her like 50s. One of her best friends is like 50-something. She lost her husband like 25 years ago. And I remember this 25 years ago. So this is like 1999. And she's dated, you know, through the years. But from what I'm hearing, and even when I heard on the phone talking to her, I'm saying like, well, damn, like, yeah, Daryl had all this money. The new guy, he doesn't have as much money as Daryl. Well, Daryl's fucking dead. Like, Daryl has no money. Like, why are you comparing somebody that had money in 1999? It's 2024. Yeah, he doesn't know my body like Daryl knew my body. What the fuck? Like, hey, I mean, they just don't give the dudes no chance no more, bro. Like, shit is weird. Like, dating somebody like that, you'll never win. You will never be able to one-up a dead person. Rest in peace to all the people I'm talking about, but you know what I mean? Like, you will never be able to have that one leg up, and you're alive, and you're sitting here in their face. You're trying to be with them. You're trying to show them, hey, I can love you too, not like Daryl can. And in their mind, that's how they feel. That's how they feel in their mind. They're clapping. Because you'll never be Daryl. I'm not trying to be Daryl. I'm just trying to be me. It's not enough. So, watch out for those. Let's see. Number five, if she's dated criminals. Now, this one is, when I say criminals, I mean like the scammers, the dudes in and out of jail, the niggas out here just shooting up people, man, like the real, real hood niggas. Like, I know women that just love those guys. Like, so if they love those type of guys and they find you attractive, I suggest, I'm going to be honest with you, you smash and dash, because you ain't trying to be in the realms of that either. Why in the hell would you want a person out here in and out of jail? Like, that's your preference. Like, that's what you go for. Somebody in and out of jail. That shit is insane to me. All the people in the world, you talking about you want a scammer. The fuck? I can't date a dude that's working 9 to 5 because I need somebody with money on them all the time. Sweetheart, just because it's got money don't mean it's the best thing in the world, especially if you ain't doing the right shit with the money. Like, I just think it's weird that people say these things out loud and think it's okay. So, if you get a chick that dated thugs and all that, man, criminals and all that shit, man, scammers, just leave them alone. Don't need smash them. Just leave them alone. Cause it ain't worth the time. Number six, if she's dated celebrities. Let's see here. Celebrities tend to live the fast life. We know that. Always in the spotlight. She too will be hooked into that lifestyle. It gives her a rush. It gives her a high that she ain't never felt before. Gives her a sense of importance, being associated with a celebrity. If you're just the average dude, she's going to find you boring. Sad but true. She ain't even got a date. The celebrities find you boring. She just got to, you know what I'm saying, live a fun life or a crazy-ass life, and you just got to be a chill dude. But for this situation, if she's dated a celebrity, and I do mean like a real celebrity, I ain't talking about no Instagram dude, whatever like that, that got 100,000 followers. That ain't a celebrity. Y'all got to remember, Instagram is like Monopoly money. That shit ain't real. It's just a popularity thing. That could all go away in one day. I'm talking like a real celebrity. If she's dated like a real football player that actually played football, just didn't sit on the bench, he got like real stats. They call his name on Sundays. He gonna be on ESPN the next day after the game. Yeah, that's a celebrity. Basketball player. He's not just going to All-Star game. He's actually playing in it. He's like he's in the dunk contest. That's a celebrity. Did a few movies. People know who he is. And I ain't talking about Tubi. I'm talking about in the real movies, like in the cinemas. Yeah. Celebrity. Those people, they date them. Life is different. They eat different. They do different shit. So if she thinks you're cute and she wants to date you, remember, they're used to certain shit. You can't take her to Golden Corral. You got to go to a five-star restaurant. You got to go to Eddie V's, the Ocean Primes, all the Perry's, all them places. You got to show them you can keep up with the Joneses. Shit, you might really be the Joneses. You just ain't no celebrity. That's the other part of it. Be you. Don't try to be nobody else, but understand where she comes from. That's a fact. Let's see here. If she's dated politicians, now this one is a good one because I've ran into a couple of these myself. Women like this are attracted to power. It turns her on to be attracted to that shit. It gives her a sense of importance, being associated with the powerful men. Like, you know, we've seen what people do, man. Like, when they got that power, man, they just throw that shit around sometimes. Imagine a woman that's never had power and finally got some power now. She gonna act the fucking fool. You're just the average guy. She's gonna view you as weak. She's gonna be disrespectful to you. She gonna cheat and dump you. It's a fact. It's a fact. It don't matter what you do. This is the problem. You can be a really good guy. However, good to them means boring, weak, pathetic, punk. You a bitch. That's why you can't be but so gentle with people, bro. They be talking about soft girl era and shit like that. Y'all ain't care about no soft girl era. Because when you had a good man, that was your soft girl time. But you want to be a hood-ass nigga. That's what's fucking wrong with y'all now. Oh, my God. This will never get old. The party girls. Women who go clubbing regularly every week are damaged. I mean, y'all already knew this part. Club culture is about promiscuity. She's probably out sleeping with many dudes in the club. You know, the quote-unquote ballers, man. Dude, she can't remember. Probably had a couple bouncers on her name. The bartenders, man, to the patrons. All of that shit, man. And all kinds of places, too, man. Toilets, cars, lodges, you know what I'm saying? The bushes. It's woken up with strangers and shit. Like, it doesn't... That was a fail, bro. If she out partying every week, best believe. She ain't good. Matter of fact, if she even works in that type of environment, no. Don't date them either. They partying. They doing the same shit. They working in the party environment. They're not good for you. Let's see. The 35-plus-year-old grannies. This is a good one. This is number 9. If you find a woman that's 35 and up, and she's at home all the time, and she's still single, she can't be but a certain gym, you know what I'm saying? Because if she was a gym, she'd be off the fucking market. She is trouble. She carries a lot of baggage. That is a fucking fact. Women that stay home all the time. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with staying home, but when people call you a granny because you don't do nothing, you got a lot of baggage. Something's going on, and you're trying to hold it all in by staying in. I suggest you go see a therapist. People like that, yeah, see a therapist. Get yourself together. And the last one on this list, which most guys would say is probably one of the best ones, number 10 is a feminist. No woman out of the blue decides that she is not a feminist. If you trace her history, she was damaged somehow. Be abandonment issues, abused, aborted, or got heartbroken. Show me a happy feminist and I'll show you an honest politician. There are always miserable, which is true. It's true. I don't have to say much on that because we've all ran into it and we know how they all get down. So I'm just saying, fellas, I gave you 10 good. I'm going to say that's 10 good ones. Yeah. 10 good women to not date. You should always look out for them. And even you, you should always be on your P's and Q's so you ain't got to be talked about as well. It's all types of people out here. Everybody deserves a chance, but in some cases, let them chances pass you by because it's not worth it. I just gave you 10 of them right there. On the first dates, I told you what to do, and I told you who not to date. This is the best thing I could ever fucking do for you. Take it with a grain of salt, but move forward with the shit. I'm going to move forward too. Or, matter of fact, be like me and just don't do shit with it at all. Don't even date. Focus on your shit. Focus on your health. Focus on your wealth. Get in the gym. Make your money. Summertime. I'm not saying don't have fun. Just know where to draw the line at. That's all. Ladies, same thing. Focus on your health. Focus on your wealth. And I actually mean focus on your wealth, like your own money, not somebody else's money. I'm tired of y'all trying to get Cash App. Stop it. That shit is childish. If you're telling me to Cash App you some money out the blue, no, I'm going to block your ass. Because right there, you're already broke and poor and pathetic. I don't need you around me. So, well, that's the episode today. Night Show Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Poe, man, signing back off, man. If you want to be on the podcast, man, let us know, man. Send us an email at nightshowpodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at BuffKeepBagging. BuffKeepBaggin. Or follow us on the Night Show Podcast on Instagram as well. That's just like I spelled out, Night Show Podcast. Anything else you need to know, you can DM me. But this is the episode, man. Y'all have a good one.
You're listening to the Night Show Podcast. Ow! With the prolific playboy, Greg Poe. The biggest.